Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
I just had a thought. How fitting would it be if Jalen Hurts ended up winning the Heisman over Tua Tagovailoa?
Hey, who knows? You just never know. I'm a mad sports fan this week. I'm getting pointed on this show today about subjects that just are kind of eating at me a little bit.
Well, there should be a lot eating at you this week because you haven't had a good week as a sports fan. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll dive into high school football in just a moment.
Do we have to?
Yes, we do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shailen Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sgs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
You can catch any of the show that you might miss on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're on Facebook Live, myself and Kip. We'll deal with the Twitter poll. Well, actually, we haven't done a Twitter poll in the last couple of weeks, so it's wide open. Whatever we decide to put on, we'll put on. So, last night, high school football scores from around the area. Frederica gets a must-win against Westfield, did it impressively, 43-13.
They needed it.
Yes, they did. Camden spanks Culleton 49-12. Richmond Hill drops the bomb on Brunswick High 48-13. MCA goes down, hard-fought loss to Savannah Country Day 28-14. Brantley County beaten into submission 56-7. Brantley County started out undefeated. They are no longer that.
No, they're not. They're struggling right now. They got into the meat of the schedule, and they are the Brantley County that we have come to love.
Well, they're 3-3.
Yeah.
Wayne County 21-7 over Statesboro in a region game. Colquitt 45-6 over Trinity Christian of Florida. Tiff shuts out Miller Grove 41-0. Coffee pulls one out, 7-0. Boy, that's a defensive battle against Northside Warner Robins.
Good football game. Sometimes mentally tough teams, and I use the term mentally tough because we're going to get back to something else in a minute. Mentally tough teams figure out ways to win football games.
That sounds like foreshadowing.
Yes.
Okay. Houston goes down to Valdosta 52-20. Bradwell was up big late against Effingham. Effingham rallies, almost pulls it out, but comes up short 31-28. That was a region win for Bradwell. Liberty 40-0 over Tatnall. Southeast Bullock did not look good against Jenkins, losing 34-3.
You've been high on them. So apparently, I don't know what's going on with the Yellow Jackets, but they are what most of us knew they were.
Vidalia takes down Jeff Davis, who was undefeated, by the way, 35-17. Savannah Christian and Calvary Day had a huge game last night, and they went back and forth. Savannah Christian wins 43-36. Portal, good game against Claxton, but they go down to remain winless 23-14. Trutland loses to ECI 42-35. Valwood 14-7 winners over Creekside Christian. John Millage beats Bullock 28-14. Trinity over Augusta Prep 49-7. Tomb 62-0 over Bryan, and Appling 45-0 over Long County. Those are your scores from last night from around the area. In this show, we will talk Braves. We will talk college football. We will do my high school football top 10 power rankings.
And we got five deserving butthurt members. Yes.
Later in the show.
There'll be a local high school team on that list too, by the way.
I wonder who that will be.
Yeah, it will. Don't take long to figure that one out.
Mm. So you're kind of upset about that.
Yeah, a little upset about the Pirates' performance last night. Not going to lie. You come out 15 plays, 80 yards. You go up 7-0, get a 3-and-out. And then they run a double reverse pass, and things just fall apart from there. Got to be more mentally tough. Mentally tough football teams find a way to win football games. Our kids, they are not mentally tough right now.
48-13, the final score in that game. Richmond Hill kept adding on.
Yeah, they came. They did what they're supposed to do. They finished off a team that kind of, you know, the second quarter of that football game last night in Richmond Hill was like the top of the first inning in Game 5 of the National League Division Series. Yeah, I just can't explain it. I just can't. Where do you start? Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and things just spiraled out of control. You got to be mentally tougher than that.
Do you want my opinion?
I'm going to get it anyway, so what is it?
I feel like that Brunswick High struggles in the quarterback department. I feel like Brunswick High has two really good running backs. So what I think, if it were my team, I really think the Pirates should lean on their running game, try to minimize the quarterback situation. I'd run the ball. I got two really good backs. I'd run them both, give them 20 carries a game. I'd run the ball 40 times a game. I might throw it a maybe 10.
Certainly an option coming up. Effingham coming in next week, which now is a must-win game for Brunswick High. That is for a playoff spot.
If you start out 0-2, it doesn't look good because you only have four region games.
You are correct. You got to get that. This is a must-win for Brunswick next week against Effingham. You got to circle the wagons. You got to get mentally, and I say that again, you got to get mentally tougher, Brunswick High football players. You got to get mentally tougher than what you showed last night. I ain't blaming anything on the coaching. The game plan was there. 15 plays, 80 yards. You get a 3-and-out on defense. Game plan was there. It's got to be executed. That is 100% on the football players at Brunswick High last night. They laid down.
Whoa. Whoa.
They laid down. And that is unacceptable as a Brunswick High alumni, former player, and fan base.
Just an interesting stat to throw at you. 20-28. That's the record of the Brunswick High Pirates since Victor Floyd exited the program.
Well, good coaching's in place. You got to execute game plans. You come out 15 plays, 80 yards, and go up on a good team 7-0. And come out and get two tackles for loss and a sack. And then they punt the football to you. And, you know, it goes kind of downhill after they hit you with a double reverse pass. That's all, that's the mental aspect side of football. And our players mentally, they just kind of checked out in the second quarter.
They will have a game against Effingham, who also is now winless in the region, as Effingham went down to Bradwell last week. So that game will, like you said, be for, I think realistically, you got to win two games to make sure that you get in. I think if you win two games, you're going to be in regardless. If you win one in that region, I don't know that you're going to make it, because all sorts of crazy things can happen with tiebreakers and all that sorts of thing. But I think if you win two games in a five-game region, the math is on your side if you win two region games.
Brunswick should beat Bradwell. They should beat Effingham. Glenn's struggling as well. They've got to go to Richmond Hill, too, next week. So Brunswick should win two region games, and they'll be a playoff team with that. But the Glenn, they got to get Effingham. No looking past Effingham. That is the season next Friday night at Glenn County Stadium against Effingham. Lose that game, it's over.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we're going to the weekend review.
And here we go. The Florida Gators, the best bad team in the country. How to win Game 5 in the NLDS for Dummies. Score 10 in the first. How is the NBA already back? If anyone ever needed a huge win, it's Will Muschamp. At some point, the Nationals are going to have to let their bullpen pitch. Acuna and Dansby hit over 400 in the NLDS. No one else should have even bothered to play. Clayton Kershaw, what the bleep? With the national exposure Anthony Rendon is getting in the playoffs, that dude is going to get PAID. That's paid. Dolphins Redskins in the Tua Bowl, loser take all. From the files of the unexplainable, the Atlanta Falcons. Good news, Brian Snitker has enrolled in a How to Manage in the Playoffs class. Bad news, the class is taught by Bobby Cox. And these are my thoughts.
Been a tough week, man.
Yeah.
It's been a tough week.
Yeah, it's been a tough week, that's no doubt.
Braves, they pull a classic Atlanta job on us in the middle of the week. Brunswick, they go to Richmond Hill, apparently, and imitated the Braves. And just a tough week.
We'll jump into college football, pick them in a moment. But I do want to say, at my household, in the Bishop household, on whatever day that was, I guess Wednesday afternoon,
yes,
it set a new record for expletives in the first inning.
Yeah, my neighbor, I think our neighbors were sitting out on the front porch on downtown, and I was, I'm sure they thought about calling the police because I screamed and hollered at the TV. It was bad. It was bad. That 5 o'clock hour on Wednesday from like 10 after 5 to about 5:30, it was rough on Egmont Street.
Mm. Yeah, same on Bishop Island. It wasn't pretty.
Mm.
All right. Yeah, so they're queuing the bed. They're telling us, do the show.
Do the show. Do something.
College football top 25 pick 'em. All right, here we go. Number 6, Oklahoma at number 11, Texas. I'm taking the Longhorns I'm taking the Sooners because of Jalen Hurts.
I'm taking the Longhorns because Jalen Hurts has been popping off his mouth this week.
He's a Heisman front runner. Of course he should.
No, he's a backup quarterback that left Alabama.
Oh, who's a Heisman contender.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, number 23, Memphis at Temple. I'll take Memphis.
I'll take the Temple Owls at home.
Of course you will.
They're not a bad team.
Look at you defending the little guy. That's what you like
they're
to do.
They're not a bad team.
The little guy.
Same. I mean, they all play for the little man conference, so you got to pick one of these bottom feeders to win.
South Carolina at number 3, Georgia. I'll take Georgia, but this game's going to be close.
I'll take Georgia, too. Boy, them chickens, when them roosters. I'm a little worried about them chickens today after what's happened earlier in this week so far.
16, Michigan at Illinois. I'll take Michigan.
I'll take Michigan as well.
Number 1, Alabama at 24, Texas A&M.
I'm going to take Alabama by 3 touchdowns.
I'm taking right this down.
Okay.
The end begins today in the Crimson Tide dynasty in the SEC. Texas A&M knocks off Alabama.
Okay.
Write it down.
I have wrote a lot of stuff you've said on this show down. Unfortunately, it ain't worth the paper it's written on. Yeah.
Michigan State at number 8, Wisconsin. I'll take the Badgers.
I'll take the Badgers as well. Close game, though.
Yeah. Washington State at 18, Arizona State. I don't have any faith in anybody in the Pac-12. They all beat each other. I'll take Washington State.
I'll take Arizona State. I like Herm.
25, Cincinnati at Houston. I'll take Houston.
I'll take Cincinnati.
Of course you will. Defending the little guy. Florida State at number 2, Clemson. No contest. Clemson rolls.
I almost circled Florida State.
Why?
They're bad. There's rumors floating around that Trevor Lawrence might be hurt, but I'm going to take Clemson anyway.
Texas Tech at 22, Baylor. I'll take Texas Tech.
I'll take Baylor at home against Texas Tech.
USC at number 9, Notre Dame. This game's close, but Notre Dame finds a way to win.
Notre Dame's going to beat USC by 2 touchdowns or more.
Louisville at 19, Wake Forest. Just for the sake of Wake Forest being ranked, I'll take Wake Forest.
I'll take Wake Forest as well.
10, Penn State at 17, Iowa. I'll take the Nittany Lions.
I'm going to take Iowa at home after that debacle they had at Michigan last week. Iowa's going to rebound today.
Number 7, Florida at 5, LSU. Listen to this, okay? Florida's ranked 7th in the country, LSU's ranked 5th, and LSU is a 13.5 point favorite in Vegas. If that doesn't tell you that Vegas thinks that Florida stinks, you aren't paying attention. LSU wins this game and wins it handily.
LSU, these are the kind of games LSU loses, by the way, but I don't think they're going to lose at home.
They didn't lose this kind of game last year against Georgia.
No, LSU rose up, but they're going to beat Florida today by at least 10 points.
15, Utah at Oregon State.
I'll take Utah.
Same. Hawaii at 14, Boise.
I'm taking Boise. Boise's climbing up them rankings.
Boise State might find themselves in the college football playoff.
No, they're not.
In the SEC, Mississippi State at Tennessee, Mississippi State.
I'm going to take the Tennessee Vols because the Vols showed me something last week. They had some fight in them for the first half, and they're going to beat Mississippi State today in Rocky Top.
UNLV at Vandy. I'll take Vandy.
I'll take Vandy. I don't want to, though. I almost picked UNLV in this game.
Ole Miss at Mizzou.
Mizzou's going to hammer the Rebs today.
I'll take Ole Miss.
Okay.
Arkansas at Kentucky.
This is like two mules fighting over a turnip, and, you know, you flip a coin.
What does that mean?
It means absolutely nothing. That means both of these teams are bottom feeders. I'll take Kentucky just simply because they're at home today.
We're going to make that a Twitter question of the week. What does two mules fighting over a turnip mean?
That's a sports analogy for both of these teams aren't very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the ACC, Georgia Tech at Duke. I'll take Duke.
I'll take Duke.
BYU in the AAC at South Florida. I'll take BYU.
BYU's doing something they've never done today in their history of their football program. They are starting an African-American at quarterback.
How about that?
First time ever.
All right.
So I'm taking BYU as well.
In the Sun Belt, Georgia State at Coastal Carolina. I had circled Georgia State, changed my mind, going Coastal Carolina.
I'm going Coastal Carolina as well.
All right. That does it for our college football pick 'em. And of course, you know, as you already know, I've got a pretty firm lead.
No, you don't have anything on me as it relates to sports predicting. And don't even try to confuse our audience by saying that.
I lead Kip Ranch by 5 games.
You don't lead. You just pulled that out of a hat. Where do you get that from?
I did the math really quickly in my head.
Oh, okay. Your math, you need to get a calculator because your math is wrong.
5 games is what I'm up on Kip Ranch by.
You're not up on me on anything as it relates to sports predictions.
Have you not been paying attention to when we do this?
I mean, first of all, okay. I don't know what kind of deal you've worked with management over the last month.
Uh-huh.
But you have, I mean, you've been on vacation. You've been down. Where have you been? You've gone to Braves games. Let's see. Did you go to Universal and Disney World? Did you make that trip?
We made a stop.
Okay. I mean, man, you've got some AAA miles built up. You've been having, I got to work on my relationship with management. They seem to not be favoring me lately.
Got some new chairs too.
Yes, we did.
So we're about to head into break. And so I just want to say one last thing. Oh, yep, you're right. We're not heading into break. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village, Wine Bar, and Piano Entertainment nightly in the Piano Bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Heading into break, I just want to say one good thing to you, make you feel good. Go Pirates.
Thank you.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates! When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the Piano Bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brantley County Herons went to Pierce looking for some respect. They came away with a 56-7 loss to the Bears. Pierce stays undefeated and Brantley falls to 3-3. Richmond Hill blasted Brunswick 48-13, knocking the Pirates to 3-4 in last place in the region. Camden demolished Culleton 49-12 to go to 7-0 on the year. MCA falls to Savannah Country Day in a hard-fought loss 28-14. The Bucks fall to 2-4. Wayne jumps into first place in their region, downing Statesboro 21-7. The Knights of Frederica get a must-get game against Westfield 43-10 to improve to 3-3 and 1-1 in the region.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my
fist. Gotta be real. Man, I don't get it.
Kip's upset that in the Southern Sports Edition Minute, I mentioned that the Brunswick High Pirates were in last place in the region. He didn't think that I should have mentioned that.
They lost. You ain't got to throw all that in there. We only played one region game so far, but that's okay. I see how we're operating here today. It's all good.
In the break, we added the Twitter questions of the week, and we added one that we didn't mention on the air, so I'll tell you about it. But the one that's currently up, do you know what two mules fighting over a turnip means? You can find these at Twitter, Bishop_show.
That means Brunswick and Effingham next week. That's what that means.
And did the Atlanta Braves manager Brian Snitker get badly outmanaged in the NLDS against the Cardinals?
Yes, he did.
And so now we get to that joyous segment every week where Kip hijacks the show and does pretty much what he wants. Kip's butthurt segment. Actually, do you want to do sponsors before you get started?
Might as well.
All right. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come on by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
And here we go. The Kip Ranch butthurt list.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, the Brunswick High Pirates. Ugh. Don't want to hear any more excuses. Get mentally tougher. Win some football games. Period. Done with that. Number four, the Auburn Tigers. Last week they go to Gainesville.
That's a good one.
Ranked high. They go down and they just lay an egg in Gainesville last week. Freshman quarterback. Played like a freshman quarterback, and Florida's defense controlled the football game. Auburn is hurting today. The Gus Bus is hanging on the edge right there, and they're on the verge of going 8-4 again. It's like this. They're just hanging over the edge right now. Number three on the butt hurt list, Jason, after two straight losses, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, you did it.
Yes,
I knew you would.
After two straight losses, the Dallas Cowboys, they start off 3-0 and play teams that were a combined 2-12. And then they play the New Orleans Saints, who is a contender without their starting quarterback, and don't score a touchdown. And then they get beat by Aaron Rodgers in their own stadium last Sunday. And the Cowboy Nation all of a sudden is hurt. Again, Dak Prescott he's trying to get that new contract and just had some accuracy issues last week. Mm. Number two on the butthurt list this week, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I figured they'd be a little higher.
Oh, you know who's going to be number one. Number two, the Los Angeles Dodgers. How do you win all those regular season games and getting the playoffs?
I don't know who's going to be number one.
And fall completely apart. They did. They lost to the Nationals in five games. What? And did it in spectacular fashion, giving up a grand slam in the 10th inning.
Can anybody tell me what Clayton Kershaw's deal is in the playoffs? I don't understand it.
Why do managers manage differently in the playoffs? is a question. Also a good question.
I see where you're going with this, and you're number one.
Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Atlanta Braves.
Yep.
You win 97 games, you go 97-65, and you play a Cardinal team that on paper you're better than. But your manager got so badly outmanaged in this series.
And it wasn't close.
And it wasn't close, but you could not overcome it. A lot of questions that need answers as it relates to Brian Snitker and how he managed this series, starting with how he even set up the rotation in the playoffs. Why do you start Soroka in a meaningless game on the last day of the season and only have him available to start one game in the series?
Before that, why is Julio Teheran not on the roster over Luke Jackson to begin with? That's right. Before the series
That's
even
two
started.
2 years in a row, Julio Teheran has not been on the playoff roster.
Well, he was on the roster last year. He just didn't play.
So I don't get there's a lot of questions answered that need to be answered there.
Dallas Keuchel in game one, 4 2/3 innings, and he's not really in trouble. And he's got two outs in the inning, and you go and get him because there's a runner on second.
You pay him $13 million to pitch out of those situations in the playoffs. And you did it in game five as well.
Tomlin mowing down guys.
Yep.
Get four straight outs, and then you just inexplicably decide to go get him because Goldschmidt and Ozuna are coming up, and you want Shane Green to pitch to them when you know Tomlin's pitching well.
Why not put him back in an additional inning and go get him if somebody gets on base?
You throw Julio Teheran out there in the 10th inning in game four when he's a starter, not accustomed to pitching extra innings.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of these we can do.
Max Fried, 17-6, and that doesn't even earn you a playoff start?
That's another good point.
You're winning this pitcher on the staff.
In game five, Foltynewicz walks in the second run with one out and the bases loaded, and that one out that he got was because the Cardinals bunted. He's eyeball deep in the soup. It's a fifth and deciding game, and instead of going and getting him after he walks in the second run, you leave him out there, and then the dam breaks.
Freddie Freeman, you cannot even hit a fly ball with one out with a runner on third in the fourth game.
I think you should go a little easier on Freddie, man. He was seriously hurt.
He says he was fine.
It's what he says. It's what he's paid to say. He was hurt, and there's no doubt. You can watch his swing and tell that he was hurt. Braves fans, you need to lay off of Freddie Freeman. Now, if you want to go elsewhere and find blame, that's fine. Go elsewhere and find blame. But the first place you need to start, Brian Snitker.
Yeah. What else on Snitker? You game one, you bring Fried in relief, and you only let him pitch one inning, and he mowed him down in the one inning. You don't give him an opportunity to come back out.
Melanson, the three and the four out save in game one, instead of bringing someone out to get that last out in the eighth, you decide to try to get a four out save with Melanson, even though he had not done that all year long.
You don't try to bunt. You can't bunt runners over. How many times was Acuna in game four standing on second with no outs?
A lot. And I think the biggest thing when it really comes down to it is, how does your best pitcher only pitch once in the series?
He pitches one game.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at PristineWaterAndPools.com. and go Pirates.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's a really good pick for a bed this week, Mission Impossible, with what's been going on this past week.
Yeah, it's been a tough week for Georgia sports fans. That curse kicked in again.
All right, so here we go. We're going to get the sponsors out of the way, and then we're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so here we go. Cue the bed. This was an extremely difficult week to do the top 10 high school football power rankings because there were so many teams that were vying right there to get in. There's only 10 spots. I can only allow 10 people to get in just for the sanctity of the poll. And so what I did this week, I'm going to do something a little differently than what I normally do. I'm going to give some honorable mentions. Teams that didn't quite make the cut, but they were right there knocking on the door, but the formula just didn't work in their favor, but they were close.
The formula didn't work in their favor. Classic.
Those teams that just missed getting in, honorable mention, we're not going to spend a lot of time on them. Yeah. Toombs, Appling, Wayne, Country Day, and Pinewood.
That's fine. We don't need to spend much time on any of those.
And so at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Vidalia Indians at 5-1.
5-1. They get in because they beat Jeff Davis. Is that why?
That's a huge part of this. They have a win over someone that was in the high school football power rankings and was undefeated. Vidalia unseats Jeff Davis from the class of the undefeated.
That's okay.
at number 9 at 5-1, also Clinch County.
Clinch lost to Irwin County. They'll probably meet in the state championship game in single A. Clinch at number 9.
At number 8 at 6-1, Jeff Davis falling.
Hold on now.
5 spots.
Hold on. How do you have a team, just for the sake of this ranking right here, how do you have a team at number 8 that got blown out at home by your number 10 team?
Well, because Vidalia has 5 wins. Because
Vidalia just beat them 35-17, but yet you got Vidalia ranked behind Jeff Davis.
Jeff Davis has won 6 ball games.
Man, they got, we're talking head-to-head matters more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
See, Jeff Davis, 6 ball games.
Yeah.
Vidalia has won 5.
But they're ranked ahead of a team that beat them by 18 points.
Only by 2 spots.
Okay. Next.
At number 7, at 6-1 as well, the Coffee County Trojans.
Coffee. They were up 1 from last week. Weren't they 8 last week or something like that? I don't know.
They were 9 last week.
Okay, they climbed 2 spots.
At number 6, also at 6-1, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta's climbing back up the pole at 6-1. Probably top 2 or 3 all classification team in the state, but they're number 6 in your poll. Okay.
At number 5, also now getting into the undefeateds at 3-0, Liberty County.
Liberty County at 3-0. They must have some buys and some hurricane games.
That is correct. At number 4, at 5-0, Irwin County.
Irwin and Clinch on a collision course again for a state title.
At number 3, 6-0 with a drubbing of Brantley last night, Pierce County.
I thought Pierce was like number 2. Did they drop for beating somebody 56-7?
Pierce was number 4 last week. They moved up.
A couple of weeks ago, they were number 2.
Well, that's a couple of weeks ago.
There's no consistency in this poll.
That's a couple of weeks ago. Why are you talking about that?
Okay. All right.
All right. So now that brings us to 2 spots remaining and trying to decipher who the number 1 team in the state, in my opinion, in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings, based upon what each team has done within their schedule, not predicting what they would do head-to-head. And your 2 choices were Lowndes, Camden. Camden, Lowndes, both 7-0, both with premier wins. And so at number 2, the number 2 team, according to the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, the Camden County Wildcats.
At 7-0?
At 7-0, which means Lowndes County, again, sits atop the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings at number 1, 7-0. So let's recap. At number 10, Vidalia. Number 9, Clinch County. Number 8, Jeff Davis. Number 7, Coffee. Number 6, Valdosta. Number 5, Liberty. 4, Irwin County. 3, Pierce County, 2, Camden, and 1, Lowndes.
Liberty at number 5.
That is the most complete. I mean, think about how talented these teams. There's a lot of talent in that top 10.
So head-to-head matchups don't matter to
no,
you
they
more
do.
Than...
No, they do matter. Head-to-head matters a lot.
Then why is Jeff Davis ranked ahead of Vidalia?
Well, I've already explained this to you. This will be the third time.
You're saying head-to-head wins don't matter as much as a game won against some bottom feeder on your schedule. They've won 1 more game. They're 6-1. Vidalia's 5-1, so obviously if Vidalia was 6-1, they would have been in the 8th spot. Is that what you're saying?
If Vidalia was 8-1, would they have
been? If
Vidalia
was 6-1 and Jeff Davis was 6-1, you'd certainly have...
Oh,
Vidalia
well, then
right
that, I mean, look, Vidalia owns a head-to-head win over Jeff Davis.
Okay.
I'm just being real with you.
Okay, so you Liberty know, with 3 wins at 3-0, these teams with 6 wins with a loss shouldn't be ranked over
in,
them,
in the formula that I have, there's a lot of emphasis being put on being undefeated. It matters a lot in my formula. What are you doing?
Balling up this. I wrote this down. We got a recycle bin here, so I'm going to put it in the recycle bin.
I almost feel like that you don't respect my high school football power rankings.
I just told you, I'm just putting it in the recycle bin. That's all. I wrote it down. I'm done with it now. It's going to the recycle bin.
I just feel like that you don't respect my rankings.
Well, how you feel is how you feel. I can't control how you feel.
Well, I mean, when you ball up, my rankings right in front of me.
What do you want me to do? I ball it up so it could go in the recycle bin.
What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to tack it up on the studio, laminate it, and keep it here in the studio, and then reference it anytime that you need to think about how good teams are.
There's no purpose for that because you're wrong all the time. So it'd just be a reminder to you. And from a mental standpoint, I need you at the top of your game every week.
Our listeners know that I show up here each and every week at the top of my mental game, because when I step in the studio with Kip Branch, in order to keep the show going and on track, there is no room to not be there.
I mean, I do not want the constant reminder of how wrong you are.
Number one is Lowndes. You disagree with that?
No.
Okay.
They're the best team in the state.
All right.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it all out. M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-923 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Brantley County Herons went to Pierce looking for some respect. They came away with a 56-7 loss to the Bears. Pierce stays undefeated and Brantley falls to 3-3. Richmond Hill blasted Brunswick 48-13, knocking the Pirates to 3-4 in last place in the region. Camden demolished Culleton 49-12 to go to 7-0 on the year. MCA falls to Savannah Country Day in a hard-fought loss, 28-14. The Bucks fall to 2-4. Wayne jumps into first place in their region, downing Statesboro 21-7. The Knights of Frederica get a must-get game against Westfield 43-10 to improve to 3-3 and 1-1 in the region.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
One thing that I would say that for the Atlanta Braves would be imperative, or a couple of things that are imperative. I feel like next year is their World Series year. I think that was the projection just a couple of years ago, that next year would be the year that they would really seriously contend for a World Series. In order to do that, they got to re-sign Josh Donaldson. In order to do that, they've got to go get a frontline starter at the top of their rotation, couple them with Mike Soroka, and then they also have to figure out what to do with their bullpen, what pieces to let go and what pieces to keep. Chris Martin, I think, is a big piece. I think Atlanta needs to be able to get him re-signed because he's a free agent.
They keep Melanson, Green, and Martin. You got 7th, 8th, and 9th inning set up right there.
Melanson and Green are currently under contract,
yep.
So they're good.
Yep, you got to sign Martin. So you back into your bullpen is in place. Donaldson. I don't know if it's – I think the price tag is going to be too high on him.
I agree, because keep in mind, Josh Donaldson signed a one-year deal for $23 million, and he had a good year. He's going to want a raise from $23 million, and he's going to want at least – probably a three-year deal at least. Maybe the Braves can talk his agent and him down to 2 years, but the price tag, as Kit mentioned, he's already making $23 million. How much more money is he going to want?
How do you negotiate with him? What would be your negotiating ploy if you're sitting here? I had a great year. I want more money. You know what I would counter?
Well, you hit 250-something.
You batted 158 in the National League Division Series.
Yeah.
We needed you to swing the bat a little bit better in the playoffs.
That is the key to negotiating, folks. If you don't know how to negotiate, or you're wondering how to get good at it, what you need to do, the first thing, I mean, it's elementary. You create yourself leverage. Create leverage in order to be able to negotiate from. Once you've done that, negotiations will get a little easier. But if you ever go into a negotiation and you don't have leverage or be able to create yourself some leverage, it's going to be a tough talk.
Markakis, he's
gone.
A free agent.
He's gone.
What do you do with Ender?
Well, Ender's got 3 gold gloves, and I think that what happened in – at the end of the season, especially in the playoffs, I think Ender really proved his value to the team. So he's still under contract. I think he'll be back, and you'll have Ender in center. You'll have Acuna in right, which means going into the spring training, you're going to have an open left field spot for Austin Riley, Christian Pache, and Drew Waters to all fight over.
Austin Riley's got to learn to hit the slider, and maybe he'll do that this offseason. Third base, I don't know. What's going to happen at third? You're set at short. You're set at second. You're set at first. Braves have got to get a frontline catcher, I believe.
Brian McCann retired. Tyler Flowers is a free agent.
Got to get a frontline. That's a key position that's got to be addressed, because it was a glaring weakness in the playoffs.
Yes. Yes, it was. As good as Brian McCann had been, you know, at the end of the day, he didn't play well in the playoffs.
He didn't play well. Batted 188 and had a lot of balls get past him in that series.
Game 5, that one where he fell down.
Yeah, that hurt right there.
Mm.
Freddie's glove let us down in that Game 5 first inning.
Yes, it did.
Freddie let us down with the bat. 3, 4, and 5 hitters did not hit in the division series at all. Freddie had 2 meaningless hits in Game 5 to get the 200. Other than that, he'd have been right down there with Donaldson and Markakis batting under 200.
See, I do think there's a little bit of unfairness in that, though, because, you know, typically when you get in the playoffs,
Goldsmith and Ozuna hit.
Unless you have guys like that are hot, typically, you know, if you're facing way better pitching.
Your 3, 4, and 5 hitters should hit against any pitching.
Well, a lot of times, you know, if you're a 300 hitter, when you get in the playoffs, you become a 250 hitter.
Well, you can't become a 158 hitter. That's what happened to the Braves. They left too many runners on base. They want to talk about Acuna not hustling on a ball hit off the wall. He batted 444. You want to talk about him running the bases? I would have loved to seen him run the bases all the times he got left on the pond on second and on third with one out, three times on second with no outs in game four and didn't score.
Well, the base running blunder may have cost us that baseball game. What game was that? Game two?
Game one.
Game one?
Yes.
Okay. So that may have cost us that baseball game. The Braves were huge favorites. The Braves should have won that game in three games.
Yeah.
Definitely no more than four. Instead, they're sitting at the house watching the NLCS, and the television network execs are absolutely livid. They have the worst possible situation they could have had in the NLCS with the Nats and the Cardinals. They wanted Atlanta, Los Angeles. That was the best case.
What they're hoping for now is for a traditional World Series, and that would be the Yankees versus the Cardinals.
That's the best case for
them. That's the best case right now. But the Nats are hot, and it's got to really sting Braves fans to see the Nats up one game to none over the Cardinals in the National League Championship Series.
I'll even go as far as this. If the Braves had done what they should have done by beating the Cardinals, and then, of course, the Nats upset the Dodgers, and the Nationals are there waiting on the Braves in the NLCS, Atlanta's going to the World Series. Washington's not good enough to beat Atlanta.
Snicker. Is he good enough? Was that a fireball offense, the way he managed in the playoffs?
That's a great question. I had somebody ask me that the other day. Yeah. My answer to you is he's fine for now, but if the Braves don't get out of the first round next year, you might see a change.
If they have somebody like Joe Maddon, they've had somebody like Terry Francona, they have somebody like, you know, a manager.
Where's Mike Socia?
Yeah, he's retired, I think.
Well, maybe we can talk him in on.
Buck Showalter, do they beat the Cardinals in that series?
Not with Buck Showalter.
Okay.
I mean, Mike Socia, maybe.
Joe Torre?
Most definitely.
They win
that
series.
That's not even a debate. Yeah, they sweep if Joe Torre. Again, the thing that bothers me the most, your best pitcher gets one start, and that's it in the series. That is inexcusable as a manager. You cannot allow for that to happen, especially when you clinch a week and a half before the season ends and all you have is time to get your rotation set up.
The thing that bothers me about Soroka, he pitched on September the 19th. He got a win in Philadelphia. They pitched him on September the 29th on 10 games rest on a meaningless game going into the playoffs and messed up the rotation in the playoffs.
Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.